Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Fouch Agri Service. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County High School band director, Wes Anderson, joining us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Coltrane.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the wrap-up of the marching band season. Football season's over for our Green County Rams, and you all elected to put together a field show as well as more or less concentrating on the parade-style marching from what we gleaned from the beginning of the year. Just kind of tell us overall how you think marching band season went and maybe if there was any goals that the kids had, that if they achieved those goals this year.
Absolutely, yeah. So going into this season, we talked about goals at the beginning of the year, and our goal was to go to a competitive environment and beat someone at marching band, and we actually achieved that goal. So we went to Carol Band Day. We took our favorite piece out of our field show, and we played it at Carol Band Day, and we actually came third out of four bands there. So we are coming after Boone and Storm Lake next time, but those were the first and second place. But yeah, we're looking forward to going back next year and being even more competitive, so... But on the field show side of things, we put together a really fun show this year. The kids had a lot of fun. We had a big freshman class, and we had some really, really great leaders in our upperclassmen. I couldn't be more proud of how this season went. I think we might have talked at the beginning of the year about whether or not we would go to state marching band competitions. We had decided not to because we were going to focus on parade marching. But by the end of the marching band season, I almost wished that we had because our morale was just so high that I thought, you know, we really could have potentially even stepped on the gas more with a field show and taking it to that next level. So we'll reassess next year and maybe we'll do that.
One thing that I'm sure you're excited about too, because one of the things that you really, really enjoy, and I know this about you, is jazz band. And you're coming up to that time of year where you've got jazz band next on the docket along with concert band. Let's kind of, first of all, kind of tackle the preseason, if you will, with jazz band. How's that coming along?
That's going great. We started a little early this year because we've had some upperclassmen who are very enthusiastic about getting started early, jazz band. And so we got started, I would say, probably halfway through September.
Wow.
Probably is when we got started reading through our jazz tunes, listening to professional recordings of those tunes, and even working on the improv side of things, just kind of setting the groundwork for this jazz season. We're coming up pretty close on our Java and Jazz festival, which is going to be Saturday the 12th. Before, in anticipation of that, we're going to bring in Dr. Giles from Iowa State University to clinic the band ahead of that event. So that's going to be really exciting and a lot of really good learning potential there, too.
Yeah, Wes, talk to us about, you know, is there any preseason dreams or goals that you maybe particularly have or maybe the band has that they'd like to see themselves achieve during jazz band season? Because if you're going to put in some early work, some early extra effort, one would tend to think that you've got maybe some lofty goals in mind, perhaps?
Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, you know, one of our goals is to at least qualify for Iowa Jazz Championships. There are a number of ways you can qualify for that. That's kind of our biggest goal, though. You can win or get runner-up in your district jazz festival. So for us, that would be the Skiba Jazz Festival in 3A. And the other ways that you can do that are you can win a competition that has three bands at it in your division. So that's kind of where we've set our sights. We're going to try to do some competitions around the state and see if we can win our division.
And normally I'd probably be a little premature to ask you this, but since you started about a month and a half ago, maybe I can safely ask, what kind of tunes do the band kind of looking at to perform this year?
Absolutely, you can ask. Yeah, we've got Herbie Hancock Watermelon Band, which that's a great arrangement that I found last year at when we hosted State Jazz Festival. Denison High School played it, and I thought it was killer, so I put it on our list. We're also playing Cute by Neil Hefti, good old-timey swing tune. We're playing Blue Bossa, and we're also playing I Remember Clifford, which is a great ballad for trumpet, and we've got a senior trumpet player, Caleb Most, who will be playing the solo on that, who just does a fabulous job with a flugelhorn or a trumpet, so we're going to feature some of our seniors this year.
Turning our attention to concert band now, that's usually typically a larger ensemble than your jazz band. Can you tell us how the concert band season is starting to prematurely kind of shape itself up?
Sure, you bet. Yeah, for the last probably 5 or 6 years since we added that Halloween concert, we've given the concert band a little bit of a shot in the arm early because we have that really fun Halloween concert where we just play, we'll play like, you know, a grade two and a half, you know, fairly easy piece that the kids can learn just in the 2 weeks between the end of football season and Halloween. Concert band is off to a bang with a fun concert under our belts, and the kids are looking forward to our next one. We do already have some of our music picked out for our February concert, as well as our December concert and large group festival as well. So, yep, planning ahead a lot this year. We've got a lot of really great ability, a lot of great talent in our band right now, and I already know what we want to capitalize on and what who we want to feature on which concert and who we want to which sections we want to feature in our contest music. So we're in a good place.
All right. Well, you mentioned your kind of unofficial kickoff as far as Java and Jazz coming up. Tell us about that event.
So that event is something we started last year. Last year we brought in, with the help of Booth, we brought in the Iowa Women's Jazz Orchestra, which was an outstanding group. We had probably, you know, between 50 and 60 people in attendance at that event. And we were kind of looking back on, you know, how can we get some more people to come? And a couple ideas were brought to me by folks in the community that, you know, maybe bring out Iowa State's jazz band, because we do have a lot of our community members have kids that are attending Iowa State. A lot of us are Iowa State fans. So we are bringing out the Iowa State University Jazz Ensemble to play with us on November 12th at 7 p.m. this time instead of an afternoon.
Now, if memory serves, last year you kind of had a performance, and then you had kind of the local jazz band, the high school jazz band kind of perform a tune or two, and then they kind of have a mixed group with the featured ensemble, which then played the kind of the wrap-up. Can you kind of walk us through what this year's schedule of events is going to include?
It'll be very similar, yeah. We'll start with the high school jazz band, and we'll probably start with that in the commons while people drink their coffee, and it'll be really neat. Actually, I think, because the kids will have just been clinicked by Dr. Giles the day before, we'll be able to have the opportunity to incorporate the things that he teaches them in that concert at 7 p.m. out in the commons while people drink coffee, and I'm sure Dr. Giles will be listening. Then once we're done with our set, which will probably be about 20 minutes, we'll start moving equipment into the auditorium where the Iowa State Jazz Ensemble will be setting up. We'll have a couple minutes there where people can finish their coffee and head into the auditorium. ISU Jazz Ensemble is going to play a 45-minute set or so.
Okay, and then I guess one big question is there a cost for this event? Is it a free will donation? What kinds of things should people know about when they arrive on that night?
So that's another thing that I got some feedback last time that maybe if we hadn't said recommended donation amount, you know, that maybe some people who were bringing a whole family out were a little put off by a $10 admission fee. So this year it's just free will donation, no specifics. Just come on out and give whatever you feel comfortable giving. Anything you give will go in support of the jazz program at Greene County High School and Middle School. And we just love to see as many people come out as we possibly can. So I should throw a shout out to Green Bean Coffee for participating with the coffee again this year. They're a very supportive local company, and I'm very appreciative that they'll be donating coffee for that.
And that was Wes Anderson, the Greene County High School band director, joining us here on the Let's Talk Greene County program, brought to you today by Fouch AgriService on Main Street in Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.